how we'll apply these words of God to our lives this morning. Last week, we started this month of November, my favorite month of preaching, because I get to preach on my favorite topic, stewardship, giving, money. Isn't this all your all's favorite? No? No? Okay. So we're all in the same boat here together, right? If you didn't know, today is our annual pledge commitment Sunday. Later on in the service, I'm going to ask you to bring up stuff, and you're either going to be like those scribes, bring in your riches, or you're going to be like the widow here, bring in your mite, bring in your penny, okay? My guess is by the end of the sermon, you will be in a place where you realize you're bringing both your abundance and your poverty into this place together. Because here's what I want you to know, that the world of the first century isn't that different than the world of the 21st century. That in both cultures, you have systems of religion and economy and politics all at work. And they're all, just across the entire board of history, those systems, those structures are always going to provide advantage to some and disadvantage to others. And we as people of faith are always going to be in the seat of looking at those systems and structures and critiquing them and asking more for them, asking more from them, asking them to look at people and see this widow in her poverty and let's do something about her. Let's help her. That's where we as the church, people of faith, are always going to be in that spot going, hey, look, I see what's going on here. I see why the system exists the way that it does. I have a lot of problems with the system. I also understand how the system exists. And yet, we've got to do something about this widow over here. Does that make sense? You and I are the kind of people who come away from a post-election and are not looking, should not be looking at going, I either voted the right way or, oh my gosh, I voted the wrong way. Or, I can't believe they all voted that way, right? Or, so glad I'm part of the winner's circle here, right? Instead, you and I should be celebrating the fact that there was an open and free election, that it was decided quite quickly, that we're not in the midst of a whole bunch of massive disputes. I mean, I know, the House of Representatives, I get that, right? But in general, going back several elections here, like this one's fairly cut and dry overall, okay? So there's some order there. This deep sense that I know that my society is very, very divided, almost 50-50. What can we do about that system? And knowing that in our systems and structures, there are people and groups of people who are particularly disadvantaged and people who are advantaged. And what do we do about that? What do we do on this Sunday morning? Here in November, right after a giant snowstorm, where we've all been stuck in our houses, what do we do about that together? Anyone talk to some neighbors that they hadn't talked to in a while because they were shoveling some snow this week? I sure did. I had to. I've had a cold all week. So on Thursday, when it first started snowing, I was in no condition to shovel snow, right? So I waited very particularly till I could hear my neighbor come out. Because I know that my neighbor has a senior in high school. And I know that if I get there right at the right time, I can say, hey man, would you be willing to shovel my driveway? And, you know, I have money, right? And he jumps at it, right? Perfect. I go inside. I look at my wife and I go, cover the driveway, honey. (Laughs) the last couple days, just being able to see people out and that kind of holler that you do, like, hey, I see you, you see me. We're all out there together, because on Friday and Saturday, same thing didn't happen, okay? Neighbor boy, he must have figured me out, right? And decided to stay inside, right? So I still had the shovel, right? And so I'm seeing all these neighbors, seeing all the people around. And here's what I noticed. We're all in this together. No matter where our situation is in life, no matter our advantages and disadvantages, I'm looking around and seeing real life people, and they're seeing me. And what are we going to do together to be a better people? What are we going to do together to look at the advantages and the disadvantaged and figure that out? What are we going to do collectively to say, I want to do something to help, to make a difference? When Jesus and those disciples, literally, imagine, it's like they went into a coffee shop and looked across the street at the temple, right? And they're watching this scene play out. And lots of folks with all of their abundance come through. And it's probably impressive. And let's recognize, most of us are probably those people, aren't we? I mean, here we are in Highlands Ranch. We have a pretty nice building, right? We have some pretty nice cars out there, right? Like, most of us are those people. And the disciples see this widow. And she comes in and brings 2 coins. And she drops them in the basket. And Jesus says, look at that. That is more than everything that all of those rich folks put in. And he's highlighting both her sacrifice and this beautiful sense of faith, and at the same time highlighting all the problems wrong in society and with the system, all at the same time. Because with that gift, she literally gave her life away. That was it. No more. She was in massive poverty. I think about here at Grace, all the different things that we do, all of our different ministries, how we come together as a group of people full of the diversity of voting that has happened this week right here in this room. Raise your hand if you voted differently than someone else in the room right now. That's all of you. If you voted like you were supposed to, that's all of you, right? Yeah. You and I come together from our differences into this place this morning with all of our ministries. And I think about the breadth of things that we do here at Grace Presbyterian Church. So many different things. You spent the entire summer walking past these tables that were out front right here, right? Our farmer's market, right? With all of this produce, all of these things that have been harvested by mostly a small group of volunteers who work really, really, really hard throughout the week. I see some of them back there right now. Would you mind raising your hand if you're part of that garden team right now? I know you don't. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you. As you walk by, there's two parts, right? There's the part of going, wow, this is fantastic, right? There's the second part of going, what is it that I want, right? And then there's that third part of going, I know that my donation to this is going to a good cause. It's going to good places. It's going to places of need. Because the vast majority of those donations that go to that end up going out to mission partners all across the community who are helping in places of poverty, in places of not enough, in places of scarcity, in places where we know that the system and structures end up having a whole group of disadvantaged folks. And so as we go by the table, we take a little sense of pride, don't we? And we should. We're doing some good things there, right? And we know that as we lay out our money, yes, we're getting some good stuff for ourselves for the week, right? Some fresh veggies, some beautiful salsa, some great honey. There's still a little bit available out there, just so y'all know, okay? And yet, I'm doing something really good for some folks. And we could point to lots and lots of examples all across Grace Presbyterian that does that kind of thing. Why? Why would we want to point? Why did Jesus want to take his disciples over to the side and go, hey, let's observe for a moment? Because he wanted to create space. Space for them to think about their religion, their faith, their spirituality in the context of a larger culture, a larger economy, a larger religious and multi-religious systems that were taking place. And you and I need to do the same. We need to take a step back and go, what's happening here? What's happening in this place? What's happening in Highlands Ranch and Littleton and our surrounding communities? What's happening in Colorado? What's happening in the United States? What's happening around the globe? What are the systems and structures and processes that we participate in? Because you can't just abandon them because you don't like them, which is what a lot of, about half of society this week was like, can I move to the other side of the world, right? Nor can you be like, hey, look, my person won, ha, 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 right? That doesn't work either. We have to take a moment and step back and reflect and observe and go, what will I participate in? What am I participating in? How will I be part of a solution? What will I do to make a difference? On this morning, part of what my job is to let you know that part of that solution is right here. It's this. It's bringing people together, no matter how you voted this week, and saying, we're in this together. Part of it is us lifting up the fact that we do live in such a divided world, and saying, let's create a community, oh yeah, right here, where people can come together. Part of it is lifting up that our systems and structures do have some who are advantaged and some who are disadvantaged, and reminding ourselves of that. Part of it is saying, let's create some solutions right here as a group of people. Part of it is looking out into our community and going, there are lots of organizations that are part of that solution, that are part of these beautiful networks and part of this social net that is undergirding things. And we want to strengthen that and lift that up. Great partners like Love Inc., IFCS, Heartbeat Denver, and so many others that we participate with. And going, let's strengthen those bonds. Let's strengthen those connections. Let's strengthen those relationships. And the way that we do that, a way that we do that together, is through a pledge card. A way that we do that together is showing up for one another here at church on Sunday mornings. During the week, maybe in the garden next summer, right? A way of doing that is showing up to all of those many small groups that we have happening in the week this week, where we have rich discussions and conversations, where we spur one another on in our faith. Part of that is committing ourselves to being households and hubs of grace and faith in daily life. We do this in all sorts of ways, friends. My hope is this morning that you will also take that step of that pledge card and say, I want to commit not just myself and this small amount of money to God. I want to take this pledge card and I want to join in with Elaine over here, right? I want to join in with Darla right back here. I want to grab Steve right here and go, I'm a part of all of this with all of you. I want to be a part of solving things, helping the world become a better place, finding those widows in the world, discovering the disadvantage, studying how do we create better systems, better society, a more united group of people. So my hope is this morning that you will take your pledge card. If you didn't bring one today, we have some in the back for you. Imagine that, right? If you've never pledged before, let me give you a few numbers around here. The average pledge here at Grace Presbyterian Church is just over $3,500. The average new pledge here at Grace is around $2,400. If those numbers seem totally out of whack to you, here's what I want you to do today. I want you to go, you know what? I'm going to start where the widow did, with two. Now, our coins don't equal the same thing as their currency did, so I want you to start with $2 if you've never pledged before. And I want you to go, you know what? I'm going to write down $2, and that's going to be my commitment to this church this year. And whether that's out of abundance or out of poverty, whether as a mindset of I have plenty or I don't have enough, that you know that it's your way of saying, I want to be a part of a group of people that creates a better system, that creates better ministry, that does something in society to be part of the solution. If you have been pledging here for a while, my hope is that you're willing to commit an extra 3% in the year ahead. The letter that we sent out to all of you said this: we're raising the budget by approximately 9% in 2025. But we've had a surplus here in 2024. So we're using the majority of that surplus to offset that increase and asking those of you who've pledged before to add 3%. If that's not possible for you this morning, that's okay. Commit to something. Commit to being part of a solution this morning. Commit to being in this together with Darla and Steve and Elaine and all of us. I'm going to give you a moment right now to fill out those cards. If you don't have one and you'd like to have one, just raise your hand and we will bring one over here to you. The other thing I want to say to you today is that for those of you who do fill out a pledge card, we're doing this fun thing this year. You know, we like to do these visual things. We're going to be creating our own kind of fun stewardship stained glass windows this morning, right? And we have these little circles that are in the back at the table, and we want you to write your last name and family or household under it. And then later on in the week, they'll start going up on one of these windows in the back as we all contribute together to saying, we're in this together. We're in this place trying to create solutions together. So take a moment this morning. Linda's going to play. As she does, you can take your pledge card, you can fold it up, and you can bring it right up here to this basket. And then after service today, I want you to go to this table right here in the back And if you filled one out, I want you to put your name on one of those circles, and they'll go up later in the week. Friends, it is my privilege to be able to look at all of you and go, I am so thankful for Grace Presbyterian Church, for who you are, for what you are doing in the community, for what you're doing for our world, for the example that you provide for how a divided society can be together. Let's come and dedicate our pledges this morning.